My name is Gustav Kuhn. I have brown hair, a stubbly beard, dark glasses, and I'm a magician. Each of these four images is a reproduction of a realist painting from 1884 by Yile Rapin titled An Unexpected Visitor. The paintings show a light, spacious bourgeois living room with framed family portraits on the wall. Two children sit at a table covered with a fringed cloth, and in the background, a young woman sits at a grand piano. In the foreground, a woman in widow's black starts up from her armchair as a servant shows in a bearded young man wearing a shabby overcoat. Three of these images are further overlaid with clusters of thin white lines that link key features in the painting, such as faces, often entirely obscuring them. Some of the lines are long and swooping, while others seem hesitant, with slight changes of direction. The white lines and dots represent the areas that people look at when they are observing this picture, and they are based on data collected by Alfred Jarbus back in the 1960s. Jarbus was a Russian biological scientist who developed a groundbreaking eye-tracking device that involved attaching suction cups to his participants' eyes, which allowed him to precisely monitor where they were looking. Figure 2 illustrates the eye movement traces of a person who was simply asked to look at the picture. Although we rarely think about where to look, our visual system automatically focuses its attention to the things that are of importance to us at a particular moment in time. In this instance, it's the people in the room. The eye movement traces in the bottom two images look very different. That's because the participant was given a specific set of instructions. For example, in figure 3, the participant was asked to estimate the family's material circumstances, and as you can see, this resulted in more attention towards the clothes. Jarbus is one of the founders of modern eye movement research, and his findings had a huge impact on our understanding of attention and perception. I started my career as a magician before turning my attention to psychology. Magic relies on tricking the brain, and I now study these tricks in the laboratory to learn more about how the brain works. I leave the magic lab at Goldsmiths University of London, where we investigate magic to help uncover the mysteries of the human mind. Much of our research uses eye tracking to discover how magicians misdirect their audience's attention. I'm glad to say that we no longer attach suction devices to our participants' eyes, but we still frequently refer to Jarbus's influential work.